Have you ever had the feeling as you were sobbing alone in your bed? I am alone. No one else knows what I am going through right now. It's a lonely feeling, isn't it? But the truth is, though it is sometimes true that at that moment, you are the only human alive that understands or knows what is happening for you, what is also true is that you are never alone. You, each person, has a whole bevy of unseen spirit guides, what I call your ethereal support team. They are ready to help you in any moment. This week, I'll be talking about this underutilized resource, how to get their help, how they might show up in your life, and how fun and useful they are when you ask them for help. From helping you mitigate fear and keep you safe, to helping you heal chronic illness, your guides can help. Hear these stories and more this week on the Own Your Intuition show.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition.
Recently, we were visiting my brother-in-law and his family in Tahoe. When we got there, the first gorgeous stop we made just as we were coming into Tahoe was this place called Cave Rock. We got out of the car and hiked about a quarter mile up a dirt path up to this big rock formation. The gigantic rocks are straight above the highway that goes into South Lake Tahoe. And even more spectacularly, its tall vista looks over the whole of the lake. Well, as much as the human eye can see at one time. It's stunning and quite high, like 200 to 300 feet above the water. When I got up to the top, my son was like, "Mom, are you okay?" As an adult, I have become quite afraid of heights for some reason, so he was checking on me. I was like, "I think I'm okay." And he said, "I was scared too when I got up here, but I just asked my guides for help and now I feel totally fine." He said that and then scampered off over the rocks. "Good idea," I responded as he was moving away. "I'll do it too." Everyone has an ethereal support team. Everyone. Commonly referred to as your spirit guides. They are the mostly non-physical beings that help guide and support you in your endeavors on Earth. I often refer to them as my peeps. Whether you are aware of them or not, an unseen guide or two or three or many more are always at your beck and call. Generally speaking, they are here to help you accomplish your life goals and to help guide you towards successfully achieving your soul's purpose for this lifetime. They are the extra unseen support that every human has, and I find they are a very underutilized but spectacular resource, which is why I'm talking about them today. Your guides can be a reliable source of help for you in any endeavor, if only you ask. From finding a parking spot to getting rid of unwanted negative emotion to helping guide a complicated situation involving others, they can assist you or positively enhance any task. Asking and relying upon the support and offerings of your guides is one of the most potent tools you can have in your toolbox, and one that brings great joy and ease. When you learn to call on your ethereal team, you'll likely find that it is super fun. They will gift you in the most fun and extraordinary ways. They get great enjoyment out of putting the perfect things in your path. Opportunities, ideas, help, support, or even just goofiness that makes you smile. Remember in episode 8 when Michelle Johnson and I were talking about the time her guides put a heart-shaped biscuit on the path in front of her? One lone heart-shaped biscuit in the middle of the sidewalk. She knew immediately that it was her peeps connecting with her. And as you can imagine, it gave her a chuckle. You'll experience all kinds of magic, goodness, and sometimes silliness when you connect with and rely upon this part of your earthly support team. It's good. Once, I needed a new pair of workout shoes. This is something that I need to try on. I live on an island, so stores aren't just a quick car ride away anytime. It takes me about an hour and a half from the time I leave my house to arriving at most stores, if you count ferry time. I was running errands with my kids in Seattle one day, knowing I needed workout shoes and that it might be near impossible to accomplish that task with my kids in tow. I saw something when I was pregnant with my first child that said, shopping with children is like shopping with live goats. It stuck with me and is something I have absolutely found to be true, especially when they were younger, like they were at the time of this story. So on this day, I had two live goats in tow. That's the reality of the setup. As we were driving down the road en route to our next errand, I said out loud to my kids, I need workout shoes. I'm going to ask my guides for help. As I asked my guides for help, I had this image come to my mind. I couldn't see the whole thing, but I did see something light gray with turquoise. I thought, curious. By the time we had all of our other errands done that day, I had 20 minutes to find a pair of shoes. And this was a hard deadline because, you know, the island thing. And in this case, if I missed the boat I needed to catch, it would mean my kids were up hours after their bedtime, which would likely ruin the whole following day too. So I wasn't like, I have about 20 minutes, give or take. I was like, I have exactly 20 minutes to make this happen, or I am screwed. I will have cranky kids stuck in a car for hours and a crap whole next day. As we were pulling into the store, I said my prayer to my guides again aloud. Mostly, I was just feeling desperate. You don't actually need to ask several times. I saw again the light gray and turquoise in my mind. So, goats in tow, I barreled into the store, and I mean that. I was on a speed walk trajectory with my goats trailing loosely behind because there were two stores in the area I could possibly find my shoes at. I didn't know for certain which one they would be at, though I was moving on instinct with the first stop. And I was barreling because, you know, hard deadline. I got to the shoe section, practically out of breath, and I just speed walked through all of the aisles looking for something light gray and turquoise when, aha, a pair of workout shoes in the brand I knew I liked, light gray and turquoise, also on sale. I literally grabbed my size and hightailed it to the checkout register, saying out loud the whole time, "Oh my God, thank you guides, thank you guides." I made it out of the store and to the ferry. My kids got to bed on time, which means we did not spend the next day dealing with meltdowns. And I had my totally comfortable, great workout shoes. That's one example of how your guides might speak to you, by dropping pictures or ideas or sometimes, but in my experience rarely, words into your mind. But most of the time, they will speak to you through experiences you have in your life. And their help is useful for little and big things. You are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. I am your host, psychic and author, Aimée Cartier. And today we are exploring working with our spirit guides, the ways in which they speak to you, and just how useful it is doing so. I'll give you some more examples. When my son was around 6 years old, he kept talking about getting a boat. My husband and I were totally not even considering getting a boat at that time. We were at a raffle one day, and we won a boat. Actually, we won this really cool glass wave. But although it was cool and something that far surpassed in hundreds of dollars the $20 we had put into the raffle, I was like, that is another thing to dust. We don't need another thing to dust in our house. There was a guy there, though, that had won a boat. It was a beefy inflatable boat with an electric motor. So we approached him with the question, "Hey, do you want to trade this glass wave for that boat?" He was like, "Are you serious?" It turned out he had spent $250 in that raffle with the sole object of winning the red glass wave we had in our hands. These waves actually cost quite a bit more than $250 in real life. He got the wave he wanted. My son got his boat. It was totally my son's guides. It had their signature all over it. I could feel it. Namely, because the only way he was getting a boat was to have us win one in a raffle. Neither my husband and I were even interested in a boat at that time, but I was even less interested in another thing to dust. I'm certain they planted the ideas in our mind that we should approach that guy for a trade. And so a deal was struck. One very happy man with his glass wave and one very happy six-year-old went home with a riverboat with an electric motor that he tooled around the lakes and Puget Sound with for years. It was my son's first motorized boat and the one in which we realized just how naturally my son moved around with boats. He was like an old pro almost the second he got that thing. They put goodness in your path. They don't often speak with a voice, though that can happen. Remember when I told you in episode 3 about how I learned to trust my intuition completely, even when I couldn't see why, through that relationship where a boyfriend was unfaithful to me. After I found out he was unfaithful, I hemmed and hawed for a bit. You see, my first year in college, I had been unfaithful to my boyfriend. I cheated on him with my high school boyfriend. That was when I learned that infidelity was a line that could not be crossed in relationships. I destroyed something that was really supportive of me with this careless mistake. I hurt another person very badly. I have often been so glad I learned that lesson straight out of the gate of having relationships. But it's also the reason why, in my mind, for a bit, years later, when I had the same experience done to me, I thought, should I forgive him? I did that once and I wholeheartedly learned my lesson. Maybe that was this for him. During that time of questioning on how to move forward, I was dead asleep in bed one night. We happened to be sleeping outside, and my then boyfriend, said philanderer, was sleeping right next to me when someone whispered loudly in my ear, "Leave him." At least that's how it felt for me. There wasn't a person sitting there, but I heard it loud and clear. I quite literally sat bolt upright from being completely asleep to wide awake in bed. It startled me so much. But that's uncommon. In all of my years, I can only remember hearing them whisper loudly in my ear that one time. During that same time period, they also orchestrated a whole slew of events, including the women coming down the driveway to tell me about the situation, to make me see that this man wasn't my best match. I actually credit my grandfather, who had just passed, with that particular piece, the grandfather I talked about so much in last episode. Even my unfaithful boyfriend recognized that it was him. If you want that whole story, I tell it in episode 3 when I talk about how you don't actually need a reason to trust your intuition. Your intuition is reason enough alone. Those weren't the only things that happened in that time period. There were others. But by the time they had to whisper in my ear, they wanted to make darn certain I heard them. They wanted me to be clear that no matter what lesson this man did or did not learn, no matter how much I was aware of the karmic retribution of that moment, for my part, the main message was that it was simply not a match. Once I had a client ask me, "How come I can't hear my guides?" And I responded, "Well, how are you expecting them to speak to you? If you are expecting a booming voice from above, you're going to be waiting a really long time. Many, perhaps most people, can't hear their guides. That's really no big deal at all. They don't need you to hear them. Most of the time, they speak to you through the experiences they present you with. If you pay attention and have a relationship with your guides, which is as easy as speaking to them, you start to be able to recognize when it's them. The truth is, it doesn't really matter if you recognize it or not most of the time. My son got his boat. They wouldn't care about whether or not we knew it was them. It doesn't change their delight. In this case, the addition of the boat into our lives was another intersection where we were able to notice something my son easily excelled at, something we might not have noticed, at least so soon anyway, if a boat hadn't just dropped into our lap. He's 11 now, but just last week he did most of the driving as we circumnavigated the island we live on in a friend's boat. He also docked said boat with aplomb and expertise. So it's nice when you can say thank you to your guides when you know that it's them. That's usually how I end my requests to them. But they don't need it. They are there to help you. And you can think of it like a mother enjoying the delight of her child. It brings a twinkle to a mother's eye, even if she's the one that set the experience in front of her child and she or he will never know it. Same for your guides. Just as in life, if you know it comes from them, give them a shout out of thanks. That can even be in your mind. You don't need to say it out loud. But don't think it will stunt their interaction with you if you didn't. It's important to remember that they are there for the asking, whether you are aware of them or not. Sometimes people feel sheepish or selfish asking their guides for help. Don't. Feeling sheepish about this would be akin to not wanting to ask your acupuncturist to go to the trouble of giving you acupuncture. Your guides are happy to help and beyond capable. Use them as often as you like. They don't mind. It's your support team. My son once asked his guides for a good Uno card. He and his sister and I were sitting up in our treehouse playing Uno. As I was shuffling the deck, my son, with a gleam in his eye, was like, "I'm going to ask my guides to give me some good cards." You know, the kind where you can present another player with a pick up two cards just as they are about to win, or a wild card so you can shift the play into any color you want. To my son's utter delight, they delivered. I'm telling you this because I want you to know that you can ask for anything. Of course, sometimes your guides are trying to guide you or point you in the direction that would benefit you, even if you haven't specifically requested it. But for a lot of this extra or specific help, you must ask for the help or relief. Your guides will allow you to go along as you are at all times. They will help to guide you, but if you want an extra boost, it requires a request. One of my students told me once, "After you told me it was going to be subtle, I stopped waiting for my guides to leave me a written note on my bathroom mirror in the morning." This is my student who actually cured her IBS symptoms with the help of her guides, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let me say, if you feel stymied in your connection with them, then you are being overly complex about it. The only thing you need to communicate with your guides is your mind. You can say things to them either out loud or silently in your mind, and they will hear you. You cannot, however, control the timing of when these requests are completed. If you can't understand what they are telling you, then ask yourself, sit down with your journal, at least that's what I would do, and ask yourself, what did it mean to me when I saw that heart-shaped biscuit in the middle of the sidewalk, to use Michelle's example? Oftentimes, they're just letting you know that they are there. They are letting you in on this great secret, which is that you are never alone. This is Aimée Cartier. You are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. And today we are exploring working with our spirit guides, the ways in which they speak to you, and just how useful it is to do so. Have you ever had a feeling, "I am the only human alive that knows what I am going through right now"? It is a lonely feeling, isn't it? But the truth is, though this is sometimes true, that you are the only human alive that understands or knows what is happening for you at this moment, you're also the only one who has been there through every single experience of your life. What is also true is that
You are never alone. You, each person, has a whole bevy of unseen ethereal guides that are ready to help you in any moment. And they see you through your darkest hours of sobbing in the dark by yourself, or whatever your darkest hours look like. They hold you through every human emotion, watching your progress to the other side, while they lovingly hold vigil for whatever your experience is. Once you start to call on your guides, you get the experience that shows you this is true. Then, even in your most trying times as a human on Earth, you understand fundamentally that you are never alone. But guides aren't just good for heart-shaped biscuits or feathers on your path that let you know that they are there. As I said, they can be and are very useful. One of my students, her name is Jen, suffered from what she described as IBS symptoms. In the upper right quadrant of her belly, she experienced constant pain, day and night. It got so bad that she had to take time off work. Her flare-ups would exhaust her to the point of being bedbound. She couldn't exercise. She described how even walking, she would have to hold that part of her stomach because it felt like things were getting jostled around and the pain would become really intense. She's a nurse, and she had quite literally tried everything to help herself heal. Nothing was working. She was in my Own Your Intuition class at the time. When she started to learn about guides and how interactions with them can be subtle, she shifted her approach to working with them. And instead of waiting for giant notes on the bathroom mirror, as she described, she began to actively listen to her body and the small cues around her. Because she was really grappling with this health issue, she started also to actively seek their guidance on this situation. She told me how one day she sat down for meditation and used a process which she calls her puzzle board, where she would bring to mind all of the different ideas she had about what could help her. Then she would ask her guides. Using her intention to discover what would work, she sat in meditation with all of these puzzle pieces pictured in her brain. Slowly, some of them began to fade or gray out. Eventually, she was left with two, a vegan diet and a paleo diet. She said it was this deep aha moment for her, where she realized it wasn't just one thing that was going to make the difference. It was both. She had been eating either grains or dairy for every day for years. So the pain never went away. There was always something exacerbating the inflammation. Once she started on the path of both, which she discovered was also actually a thing, I think she called it Peganism. Her years of debilitating pain went away. In a phone conversation, I recently asked Jen if she could identify some of the other ways that she recognized her guides were communicating with her, with the idea of helping all of you recognize the same. She cited goosebumps, feeling misty-eyed, like the knowing or realization that she's having takes her to an emotional place. A feeling of satisfaction, like completing a puzzle. A beautiful or fulfilling open breath. Or a feeling of being drawn to something or moved to dig into it more, like an itch that just doesn't go away until you pay attention. So, in conclusion, you have ethereal guides.
They are there to help you. As another student of mine recently said after taking a class on guides with me, I'm now understanding that I don't have to ration my requests for them or save them for really big things. I can ask them for help and communicate with them about anything. Yes. Oftentimes, your guides will give you little signs just to let you know that they are there. Or perhaps they will confirm something that you are thinking or saying with an outside sign. Once you start communicating with your guides and playing around with asking their help for things, big and small, it becomes really obvious. It's also very comforting and reassuring. So, the bottom line is, ask for help. This help is available to you at any moment. You don't need to know the names of your guides in order to speak to them. You can simply say, as we do in our house, guides in the service of my highest good, please help me with whatever it is. And then thank you. So, please feel free to reach out to me with your stories. I love hearing them, and I am so excited just thinking about all of you starting or deepening your relationship with your own ethereal team there to support you in any and every moment of your life. So, enjoy. This is Aimée Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. So thanks for being here. I hope you loved what you heard. I look forward to your journey with your guides. And I also just want to put a little plug in to give me a shout out. You can find me on social media or take a moment to like the Own Your Intuition show wherever you get your podcasts. And share it with your friends. Help them see that they also have an ethereal support team available to them in any moment. If you feel inspired right now to harness more of your own intuition, I've got a free audio for you entitled, What is Intuition? How to Tell the Difference Between the Voice of Your Intuition and Your Fear-Based Ideas. You can find the link to download it in the show notes. Next month, I'm going to be talking about empathic ability. For the last 7 years, maybe more actually, since around 2015, I've been working with empaths to help them understand and manage their abilities. If you think you might be an empath, but you don't know for sure, you can get my free download entitled 44 Signs You Are an Empath. I'll put that link in the show notes as well. See you soon.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.